USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department says Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker will not testify before a House Judiciary Committee if he is subpoenaed. Earlier today, the committee voted to authorize a subpoena if Whitaker does not answer the questions they believe are relevant at a hearing tomorrow. President Trump addresses a national prayer breakfast in Washington, D.C., making a pledge that his administration will continue to protect religious freedom. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Mr. Trump also promised the audience that he would never let them down as he continued his commitment to the pro-life cause.
Every life is sacred and every soul is a precious gift from heaven.
Mr. Trump's comments also included that faith can lead a person throughout their life.
When we open our hearts to faith, we fill our hearts with love.
This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask HomeAdvisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, HomeAdvisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
The U.S. is ordering Venezuela to allow humanitarian aid to cross its border. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Venezuelan soldiers loyal to President Nicolas Maduro have been blocking entries to the Colombian border to prevent aid shipments from coming in. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's another example of why the United States is backing the opposition leader Juan Guaido.
The people know better. The humanitarian crisis is real. He conducted a sham election, then declared himself president, and we simply have said we're not going to recognize that.
He was speaking on the Fox Business Network. Maduro has claimed the humanitarian aid would be the start of a U.S.-led invasion of his country. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Walgreens is being accused of selling tobacco to minors. The FDA is putting the pharmacy chain on notice while it looks into the claims. The agency filed a formal complaint against the Miami Walgreens to stop it from selling cigarettes or cigars for 30 days. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Parts of the Midwest are expected to receive more snow as a slow-moving Arctic front will make its way through. South Dakota through Minnesota to Michigan's Upper Peninsula could all see another 6 inches of snow. Meanwhile, western Michigan and Wisconsin are dealing with ice. In Detroit, 350 schools were closed due to that ice storm. Roger McNamee was an early investor in Facebook. He's also the author of a new book titled Zucked, Waking Up to the Facebook Catastrophe. Now, what he says the company does is they profit from making people angry and afraid. He joins Fox News to share some tips on what you can do about that.
So here's the really important thing. To recognize that it's going on is the first step. And to recognize that you do not need to give them as much attention as you give them today. What I thought about myself, listen, I was as addicted as anybody. I love these products. And I was deeply involved. And I still like using Facebook. You want to reduce what you're doing there and find other ways to organize your groups, other ways to share your photographs. Meet with people. Let's get together and be, you know, human beings again. Not let technology moderate everything.
McNamee's final message for listeners?
And all I'm saying to people is, think about this the way you would think about chemical companies, right? If you create a chemical spill, you're required to clean it up. And I just think that Facebook and Google need to be required to pay the cost of whatever damage they create.
You can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.